AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House is announcing President Biden may have been exposed to someone with COVID-19 while traveling to Scotland this past week. The individual had no symptoms, but tested positive during a mandatory COVID screening. President Biden tested negative as recently as Tuesday. Come January 4th, the Biden administration will be requiring companies with more than 100 employees to either require they get COVID vaccinations or test them weekly. OSHA Chief James Frederick is overseeing the mandate.
Employers who have implemented vaccination programs at their workplace are seeing, for the most part, seeing incredible success of well over 95%.
A number of states are already filing suit to block the new rule. Some parents have rushed to get their 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated, while others are more cautious. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he hopes to soon see data on the possibility of vaccinating even younger.
The studies are ongoing now from 6 months up to 2 years, 2 years to 5 years.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, prosecution witnesses are helping the defense show that teenaged gunman Kyle Rittenhouse may have felt threatened when he shot and killed two people during a violent social justice protest. Meanwhile, the judge dismissed a juror for making a joke about the police shooting of Jacob Blake that touched off that rioting in Kenosha.
It is clear that the appearance of bias is present.
A Texas real estate agent who bragged that being white would keep her out of jail for breaching the U.S. Capitol found out she was wrong. A lawsuit over this at a jail in Oklahoma County. Three former inmates are suing because they were handcuffed and forced to listen to Baby Shark on an audio loop for hours. This is AP News. Unemployment is on the decline. The Labor Department reports 14,000 fewer claims last week. OPEC is rejecting a U.S. call to quickly ramp up supply to help bring fuel prices down.
The White House says the global economic recovery should not be imperiled by the mismatch between the supply and demand for oil. Nonetheless, OPEC members led by Saudi Arabia, along with non-members led by Russia, are sticking with their plan for cautious monthly increases in production. In an online meeting, OPEC Plus approved an increase in production of 400,000 barrels per day for December, and the plan calls for adding the same amount to the market each month into the next year. Saudi Arabia's energy minister says that underscores the group's commitment to market stability. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Biden administration is suing Texas over some of its new voting rules surrounding mail-in balloting and voter assistance, saying they violate federal civil rights protections. Jackie Quinn, AP News.